Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. We come to the widow's offering. Now, in this discourse, I want to deal with the background, and that's the title I will give to the discourse, the background. And I think the background is important here, the big picture, and I think we should look at that. I say, first of all, I think there's a connection. I'm sure there's a connection between the previous episode and this. In the previous episode, verse 35, Jesus is in the temple courts, and he's teaching there. And you remember he's asked these questions of the scribes, he's drawn lessons from it, he's made arguments, and he's put a very powerful case, ending up with such men will be punished most severely. It's a very strong passage, the previous episode. Seems to me we're moving straight on, historically, but it's certainly, in a spiritual sense, we're strongly connected. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. And then verse 43 and on, Jesus draws the lessons for his disciples, calling his disciples to him. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, and so on. So that's the background here. And I'm certain there's a connection. What is the connection? Well, in the previous section, we had the scribes and the teachers of the law, and they love the external, the show, they're the great men. They love the titles, they love the robes, they love the greetings, the long prayers. It's all a performance. But right at the heart of it is the giveaway, the motive, the driver. And this so often is the driver. I wonder how much in the evangelical world is driven by this motive. What motive? They devour widows' houses. That's verse 40. They devour widows' houses. They're on the make, you see. They're on the what they can find, what they can get. Money, money. Now, this next episode is all about money. That's why I don't think there's the disjointed. I think there's a strong connection here. Money, money, money. Many rich people throwing in large amounts into this treasury chest. This poor widow putting in just a few tiny, insignificant, you might say, coins. There's the connection. But what a contrast. The scribes, the teachers of the law, the bigwigs, are in this business for what they can get. Are they not? That's what we see. They devour widows' houses. That's what it means. They're getting rich out of it. This widow, devouring widows' houses, this widow, what's she in it for? What she can give. What they can get, what she can give. What's in it for me? What can I do by this? Very, very, very different motives. And Jesus watches this. He sees this. And he draws the people's attention to it, his disciples. Now listen, he said, and he's going to argue it out. She's only a widow. I know, I think it says in the Authorized Version, the King James, a certain widow. I think it says that. But this doesn't mean an important widow or somebody. No, no. She's just any old widow, if I may put it that way. She's a needy soul. In the social structure, you know, she's at the bottom of the heap. That's the interesting thing. And the scribes, the Pharisees, these big teachers of the law, they're at the top of the heap. But there's the contrast. And of course, we have to apply this for the new covenant. That's what it's about for us. This is old covenant, treasury, temple, chests and all that, and giving the money and all that. But now there is the equivalent, the New Testament, the new covenant speaks about it. But the overall background, I want to draw this. The new covenant, as I read my Bible, I stand to be corrected, but as I read my New Testament, the believers in those days are noted by their poverty, their obscurity, their neediness. The church, the ecclesia, the gospel labor seems to be something that the world would dismiss as weak and foolish. The preaching of the cross is foolishness and so on. weak and not mighty. You remember 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That's the emphasis. But Christendom has ruined it. And wealth and power and importance and status is the order of the day. You see, I think this is a very important and significant passage. The scribes are on the side, if I may put it in modern terms, on the New Covenant terms, they're on the side of Christendom. The widow is securely in the Christ camp. Which camp are you in, my friend? What is it about for you? Is it Christ and obscurity? Or is there some other carnal motive? Search us, O God. Search us and try us in this. May this episode search us out and lead us in the right way. Amen.